great spat back and forth between Golf Digest writer, the legendary Dan Jenkins, and Tiger Woods. So Dan Jenkins writes a fake interview with Tiger, and Tiger is not happy about it. And so we've got a phone number for Tiger Woods, and he, I believe, is going to come on the show with us this morning and talk about the Jenkins article and his feelings for Dan Jenkins. So
hopefully, speaking of fake reaction,
hopefully he picks up.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm just laying here in my Elmo bed playing with my Tamagotchi pet.
Well, we're kind of afraid to talk to you because we hear that you're kind of mad at a certain sports writer.
Yes, I'm so pissed at this Dan Jenkins guy. He's such a double butt-faced, pimple butt-faced.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh language.
He's full of bottom. Mm-hmm. And he's a butt, and he's got a boob.
Well, you know, it was just a joke, you know, of satire.
Ha, ha, ha. So funny. Wow, that's so funny. He has no idea what's funny. What's funny is Caillou and Dora and Diego. Those are funny shows.
It seems a little young for you, but anyway. Yeah, he didn't mean it as an offensive article. He was just having some fun.
Oh, he didn't mean it as offensive. Then why do you put so many offensive things in there? Huh, Jody? Answer that.
Well, like what? What were you offended by?
Well, he's mentioning the stuff about Elon and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me mad. So how would you like it, Dan Jenkins, if I did a fake interview with you, huh? Or can you even hear me through your ear horn?
Well, have you written one?
I have, and it's going to be in Highlights next month.
Oh, okay, Highlights.
Uh-huh. Here's my fake interview with Dan Jenkins. Hey, Dan, what was the last solid thing that you actually did? Well, Tiger, it was a bowel movement in 1937. Hey, Dan, what's the one thing in this world that you wish you had that you don't? Well, Tiger, talent. Hey, Dan, do you want to know why I turned down interview requests with you over the years? Why, yes, Tiger, I do. Well, it's because you're a decrepit old mastodon fart whose brain is petrified along with your arteries and libido, and I want you to know that in a spirit of goodwill, I will grant you an interview on my birthday in 2016, and I do it for two reasons. Number one, I'm a Buddhist Christian Asian goblin, and number two, there's not a chance in hell you'll still be alive.
All right.
Hey, Dan, when did you realize that everything you've ever done has been a mistake and have been crap? Answer, every day of my life, Tiger. Hey, Dan, quick question. In 2013, you won the Red Smith Award. Does that get you a free meal at Denny's on your birthday? I don't know, Tiger. What are Denny's?
What are Denny's?
Now, Dan, you made fun of the fact that a supermodel put a 9-iron through the windshield of my Escalade. Now, compare and contrast this with the time a repo man put a piece of crowbar through your Hyundai. Just kind of compare the two. And you know what, Dan? You know who I wish were still alive to read your crappy piece of unfunny fakery that made you look like a senile F-face destined for a Willie Loman-esque death in the basement of some East Dallas squatter's burned-out duplex?
Jeez.
My dad.
Yes. Yes.
The large African-American prone to gin-induced violence against brittle bones, skin, ink slingers who write bad stuff against his mixed-race baby, the one who was created in the womb of a Katilda Sherpa while he met while scaling Everest in Japan, trying to get away from the squadron of Chinese that were busy dropping the H-bomb on Pearl Harbor, while Hitler worked his black magic in Saigon to win our independence against Benjamin Franklin and the French so hard that Earl had to sit on Katilda's ovaries and drop a deuce so big that it had enough DNA in it to get her turtle eggs pregnant with possible PGA, so that she had to swim upstream and spawn some abdominal mucus into a bassinet made of straw and tar that was later found by a group of gray stokes that brought me to America to win 14 majors to year none.
Exhausting.
He would have said hi.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you ended sweetly there.
I didn't know your mom was a Sherpa.
Too sad to talk now, Muser, remembering my dad and remembering all the loving beatings that he gave me. Bye, Muser.
Bye, Tiger. There he is, the fake Tiger.